This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ever.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Raj V. Subramanian.
Pointer reported the Tech and Check Cooperative at the Duke Reporters Lab used the political conventions in August to work on perfecting its automated fact-checking program, Squash, and its human component, Gardner. I'm wondering, do you think as technology advances that we will see real-time fact-checking done for political speeches?
Well, this is fascinating technology. I think you have to, with talking about the rapid rate of disseminating information, either true or false on social media or online, you know, if you have some technology like this, you have to combat that technology and the falsehood with the technology. You have to fight fire with fire. I think it's fascinating technology if they can come up and do some real-time, trying to prove or disprove something that any public official says, especially in this day and age and in this recent administration. We need that.
Yeah, and I don't know that with politicians, though, that it's always one or the other. It's either completely true or completely false.
I
think there's going to be a lot of gray area in there, too.
Absolutely. But if there's any technology that can combat that, that's fine. I just – when it comes to fact-checking, again, I'll always argue that this has always been the domain of the journalist. This is not some new job field or something. This is something that I think journalists have always been responsible of. It's just getting more and more difficult, I think, with the greater reach that social media and online journalism has to help try to combat that and try to herd all those cats at one time.
Well, I would imagine it's difficult to fact check also when you have some people claiming there are alternative facts. And what they believe to be true is might not be what, for example, the Duke Reporters Lab is, and this Tech and Check Cooperative believes to be facts too, Rajvi.
See, I mean, the fact is, AI or artificial intelligence, we are talking about machines that can perform like humans, and I think they can never do that, but it is over. It's going to change how journalism is going to operate, at least in the near future, because we're talking about AI is now being implemented in like high-tech newsrooms, but we still have many newsrooms across the country where we still are dependent on humans. For instance, I mean, I just want to point out that, that AI has the capacity to see whether a photo can be doctored or it was not doctored. And we're talking about, leaders from around the world. I mean, they are talking, and we are talking about lifetime translation of leaders from Arabia or from Asia, so that, the viewers can pretty much understand what exactly is happening at lifetime. So that's pretty much the role of AI. And again, as you just mentioned, there are people who can tweak or make things so as to promote their particular agenda. So again, it's all in the hands of the machine. So again, even at the end of the day, even though we have all this kind of technologies and all the other things at our disposal, we can either use it or abuse it because it's all designed by humans.
Do you think, do either of you think fact-checking will be used on news stories at various websites that someone might stamp true, untrue, or somewhere in between on news stories?
I could see that. I mean, especially if this technology becomes more reliable and becomes in wider use, I could see that, and I think it would only serve itself as a way to help keep our journalists in check as well. Not that our journalists are running afoul of what's actually factual or not, but if it makes us a more robust and dependable service, then I'd be all for that. If this technology can enhance a service that we're trying to provide online and become more reliable, I could see that, and I would certainly support it.
I think my personal understanding is, artificial intelligence, I think it can do a lot of work when it comes to do with a lot of math, especially with the coronavirus numbers, and we're talking about sports numbers. So these are some of the complex and data. I'm talking about like a lot of big data where AI can make the function easy, but at the end of the day, when we are talking about fact-checking or analyzing or contextualizing all this data into situations, I think nothing can replace humans. But it can make life easier for a journalist, but I don't think how it can make life easier for the readers to analyze whether this data from a news consumer perspective. I think it will be a difficult situation, but I think at a level for the journalist, it can make their life super easier to put all this data in perspective. But I think we still have a lot of way in terms of a user applying the concept of AI to see whether the data disseminated is something that's trustworthy or not. So we are at least on the right track, but I think we still have a long way to go.
We know there are certainly at larger newspapers, there are human fact checkers who take a look at a story and do follow-up work to make sure the reporter is not sensationalizing, making up stuff. Will, have you worked at a newspaper that's actually had a fact checker?
We have we had copy editing desks that would verify any story that I handed in and would say, you need to double check this, or I saw a reference here that looks like it might say otherwise. You need to consult or call this source and double check this, especially when you're talking about in-depth stories and investigative pieces that you might have spent a week or weeks or even months on. But here again, this lends itself to another issue of where our depleted newsrooms, of which you don't have that staff anymore, and you don't have the gatekeepers that you once did. And that's, again, a disservice to what we once had for our public that we served.
When I was working, I was not aware of all the AI, but with all the latest technology that's available right now, I think a lot of AI tools are used by the journalists to kind of understand what's the trending hot topic in the domain of the internet or in social media. Because even if you're a regular user of social media like Twitter or other things, you have a tab that even gives you what are pretty much the most trending hashtags or topics, so that we know what are some of the things that's breaking. So you have a sense of what's happening with all the AI tools that's available, both for consumers as well as for journalists. But again, the AI tools that's available for journalists are more in terms of crunching data for the time being. As you mentioned, there are not AI tools where we can find out whether a reporter is trying to sensationalize their story or something like that. But I remember working on a software for one of my research where we were looking at some of the word structures used by the reporters, whether to sensationalize something on that for that fact. But I think we don't have an AI in place to look at lifetime about how a reporter is filing a story with sensationalism in mind. We can later analyze those data by looking at all those words that was employed by the reporter. But I think as of my personal experience, I've never used an AI tool. But with all the available tools online, I think we can pretty much have a guess of what's the trending or topic. I use a news aggregator called Bing, news.bing.com and news.google.com, where it pretty much populates all the latest trending topics based on the algorithm which was designed. But again, algorithms is something that can be that's designed by humans, which can actually mislead at times as well. So again, we are at least on the right track, and I feel that AI has got a lot of promising potential for future newsroom journalists. But at this time, I think it's only for the elite, top cream de la cream of the newsroom across the country.
That's going to wrap up our discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org for more of Shop Talk.